Good morning, Boker Tov, a Frisha Masechtam, Masechtas Yuma, Daf Beis, Amad Aleph. We're doing Amad Yemi, we're Beis Amad Aleph, we're actually a day ahead, but we're going to try to stay a day ahead. Today's Amad is not very long, I mean, it's not short words-wise, but it goes rather quickly, but we, of course, have to do a little Hagdamah before we start the Masechta. So I'm not sure if we'll finish Amad, maybe we'll leave some of the details that we need to speak out in the Hagdamah, maybe we'll save some of the Hagdamah for Beis and Beis for our next Amad. Okay, Masechtas Yuma is, of course, Yuma means in Aramaic for the word day. It's Yuma's Aramaic for the word day. So we're going to have to address why Avol Masechtas is Masechta go by an Aramaic named Yuma instead of Yom. And also, why is it abbreviated? Why is it Yom? Why don't we say Yom Kippur? Masechtas or Yom Kippurim. Masechtas Rosh Hashanah. Don't say Masechtas Rosh, right? Or Reisha, the Arab, right? You say Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, Masechtas Sukkah, Masechtas Pesachim, Masechtas Yom Kippur. Why do we call it Masechtas Yuma on Yom Kippur? That's the primary question we're going to have to ask on the name. The Masechta talks about the Avodah. We're going to start right away from the preparing the Kohen to do the Avodah on Yom Kippur, the Avodah of Yom Kippur, a Kohen Gadol in general. We talk about the Kohen Gadol. We talk about the Beis HaMikdash. The last parak speaks about what we primarily think about Yom Kippur. What's that? Fasting, tshuva, davening. Right? If you think about Yom Kippur, fasting, tshuva, davening, the last parak speaks about mainly about those topics. The rest of the Masechta, again, is about Avodah, Kohen Gadol, the Beis HaMikdash, some little kachem. Okay, so now, again, why is it called Yuma and not Yom Kippur? So Marsha says, the fact that it's called day, and not more elaborate, Yom Kippur, is because if I was to tell you there's one day a year that's got to come to your mind, we know Yom Kippur is that one day a year. Yom Kippur is the day of the year. It's the ultimate day. It's the day of judgment. It's the day which is a Shabbat Shabbosan. So since Yom Kippur is the day of the year, so it makes sense to call it Yom instead of Yom Kippur. We're stressing the fact that it's the day. That's what's called Yom. The Yeshua explains further, that's the one day of the year. It's almost like the Satan has no shlita on us. And in some ways, the Satan tries to make sure we don't chaperon that day. But we really, if we tap into the day, we'll say it like that, if we tap into the day properly, it's the one day of the year. We're like malachim, right? We have the kittel. We act like malachim. We don't eat. We don't have relations. We don't drink. We don't do anoint ourselves. We don't wash ourselves. It's the one day of the year that we're like malachim. The Satan has, again, if we tap into the power of the day, it's the one day Satan has no control over us. So it's Yom is referring to not so much like the Masha saying the day of the year of Chashivas, but very similar, but a little different, that the one day that Satan has no shlita over us. The Mefarshim discuss, Chafetz Chaim, in his Maimer, Torah Ar says that Chafetz Chaim wrote a pirush on Seder Kachem. Chafetz Chaim was a Kayan. He wrote a pirush on Seder Kachem. Chafetz Chaim wrote that we say, Unashalma Parm Sifaseinu. We no longer Nebuch, we don't have basically, we can't make up on us. But our words saying about the psukim, saying about the karbanas, that should be the place of bringing the parim, neshama parim sifaseinu, our mouth should take the place, right? So, says the Chafetz Chaim, Maimer, Terar, Madach, simply reading the words about karbanas, is segmenting a karban, learning the sugya, learning the gemaras of Yuma, learning the gemaras about kachem, certainly is like doing the avoda, is like reading karbanas. So, Perhaps there's a suggestion. Again, I'm not sure if this is still coming from Yeshua or it's from others. You see in my notes that perhaps the reason why we call it Yuma, we know there's a concept that the Satan doesn't speak Aramaic. We call it Yuma because Kolzman we're learning Yuma, we're tapping into this power that we have a shlita, so to speak, a little bit over the Satan. I'm saying that one day a year, you could tap into Yom Kippur. The Yeshua is saying, then you have a power, so to speak, to combat the Satan. Again, we don't chaper the Satan. We have a power to combat the Satan the one day a year. When you learn Yuma, it's as if we're bringing the Karbanos, as if we're doing the Avodah on the Beis HaMikdash. We are living in Yom Kippur every day in Mikdash for the next, I guess, Amid Yemi, it's going to be a long time. Amid Yemi, I think it's quite a while, right? It'll be probably about 6 months, yeah, to do Masechtas Yuma. So we're living in Yom Kippur land. And therefore, we call it Yuma, that the Satan shouldn't try to steer us from our learning, from our tapping into this great power. Kleiker actually says that along these lines, with the gematria of the word Hasatan, right? Shin is 300, Nun is 50, 350, Hey is 5, 355, and Tess is 9. 355 plus 9 is 364. We know this in the solar calendar, there's 365 days in the year. The gematria of Hasatan is 364. You know why? Because the Satan only has shlita on 364 days. There's one day the Satan doesn't have shlita. Same day as Yeshua. There's one day the Satan doesn't have shlita. Yom Kippur. We tap into it. Again, the people have done better various Yom Kippur. I'm going to say the Satan isn't working. But the shlita that the Satan only has doesn't exist in Yom Kippur. And that's why the Gematria is 364. Same idea as Yom Kippur, Yuma, being that one day. We call it Yuma to kind of distract from the Satan by saying in our Aramaic. And we're trying to tap into that power throughout the learning of the Masechta. One of the other points from the start, we read the Mishnah itself. The the Goyen, actually we'll save that Goyen for later, the why is Yuma in the Daf, Yuma goes before Rosh Hashanah. In Araisa, they did it opposite. In Rosh Hashanah, the Araisa, what do? We just finished, right, yesterday, Masechta Rosh Hashanah, and now we're doing Yuma, which really makes sense in the even the Seder, in the Gemaras, when you have the Vilna Shas, you have Rosh Hashanah, Yuma, Sukkah, which makes sense. Rosh Hashanah, Yuma, Sukkah is the order of Yom Tovim. And that's how we learned that Araisa happens to be interesting in Daf, and the other calendars, it actually has Yuma before Rosh Hashanah. Maybe we'll have a teretz for that based on the first words of the Masechta. We'll get there in a moment. Let's actually start the Masechta, and we'll speak out one or two other points, kind of borderline Akdama, but on the first words of the Masechta. Shivas Yamim Kedem Yom Kippurim. 7 days before Yom Kippur, Mafrishin Kohen Gadol, the base of Lishkas Panhandle. 7 days before Yom Kippur, we separate the Kohen Gadol into isolation. We sequester him from his house into the Lishkas Parhedyat. He's going into the Pedi chamber. And we prepare another kain as a backup kain, Shemir Ripsol. This all is to make sure he doesn't become tummy. We want to make sure for 7 days that not only does not become tummy, we're sprinkling on him on those 7 days, we're going to see, we're sprinkling on him the paradigm waters. And we also, as a backup, in case he does become tummy, we prepare a backup kain to step in his place to be a kain gadol. Yeah, obviously, we don't want to go into Yom Kippur without having kain gadol to the avayda. Okay. Now, before we go further in the Mishnah on this dinim about the preparation for having a kain gadol who's fit for service, Yom Kippur, the lashon of the Mishnah is Shivas Yamim. Taisus writing is Medayik, first Taisus the Masechta. Then some places the Mishnah starts off with the number and then gets into the details, the topic. Other places starts with the topic and the numbers. We're learning Daf right now, Masechta's Kedushin. Kedushin starts off, Ha'isha nicknames B'shalish Drachim. Very good. Isha nicknames B'shalish Drachim, woman's nicknames B'shalish Drachim. It starts off with the din, the marriage, and then moves on to the number. First the topic, then the number. Here we have the number first, then the topic. What do we have in Rosh Hashanah? What is it? Right, we just had in last Masechta. How does Rosh Hashanah start off? To say this, Dalet Rosh Hashanah. Starts off with the number. Puts the number first. Where else to put the number first? In Bava Kama. Arba Avos Nezikin. Starts off with the number four, and then it gets into the topic, namely Mazikin. Okay, so those are cases, our Mishnah and Yuma in Bava Kama and Rosh Hashanah, where it puts the number first. Again, we point out already, Kedushin is the place where it puts the topic first, Isha Niknes, and you find it elsewhere as well. You find it in other places as well, that we put the topic before the number. Tosfos says, matter of factly, it goes both ways. Tanakh goes both ways, right? It doesn't get into the why in each particular case. Some of the first are trying to explain Amalek why. Okay, the Marsha says that more in Derech Agada, that over here, Shivas Yamim is being stressed. Shivas Yamim first is being stressed, because the number seven is integral. It's not stam that there was an amount of days that they set aside the Kohen Gadol. It is true that there was, and it's 7 days. But the fact that it's seven is special, because seven is a number that's lamala from this world. Seven, furthermore, emphasizes Shabbos. Seven represents in our minds Shabbos. We know that Yom Kippur is considered Shabbos. Every Yom Tiv is somewhat like a Shabbos, right? But Yom Kippur, Shabbos, Shabbos. Every Shabbos, of course, is a Shabbos. Yom Kippur, Shabbos, Shabbos. Why is Yom Kippur, Shabbos, Shabbos? What's the famous idea? On all the Yom Tivim, right? There's six other days of Yom Tiv in the year. Actually, there's a famous guy on this. We'll get back in a second. There's six other days of Yom Tiv on a Derice level. There's 6 days of Yom Tiv in the year besides Yom Kippur. There's Rosh Hashanah, one day. Shavuos, one day. Again, that's on a Torah level. Rosh Hashanah, Shavuos, one day each. No. On a derice level, it's 1 day. Right? At the rest level, it's 1 day. We keep 2 days because we don't know when the Eidim are going to come. Right? We just, this is Masechta Rosh Hashanah. We don't know when they're going to come. But if we would know, Rosh Hashanah would be 1 day. If we have Eidim on the first day, it's the first day, you don't need the second day. We have Shavuos is 1 day. On a derice level, again, of course, we keep 2 days. There's Pesach and Sukkot, each have 1 day in the beginning and 1 day at the end. That's four. Four plus two of Rosh Hashanah and Shavuos is six, plus Yom Kippur is seven. So there's 7 days of Yom Tov on the derice level during the year. The 1 day that Eichel Nefesh is Aser is Yom Kippur. So Yom Kippur is the Shabbos of Asim. So to pick the number seven, says the Marsha, to represent this idea that the 6 days of Eichel Nefesh is Mut, Yom Kippur is like Shabbos, like the Me'enim Haba of Yom Tovim, where Eichel Nefesh is Aser. Therefore we stress the Shivas. We don't eat, we don't drink. Eichel Nefesh is not going to Aser to prepare. We're not allowed to eat drink. We're like living in a different realm, in a different world. There's a famous Goyin in Parashas Emor, in Perek Chav Gim over there. The Pasuk says, Eilam Moedei Hashem, and it goes on to list first 6 days of the week you can work, the 7th day after rest, and then it goes on to list Yom Tovim. And the guy asks, I understand, Eilam Moedei Hashem, the heading of that chapter over there is Mayadim. And it goes on to, you don't know the answer now, that it goes on to count 6 days a week you should work and 7 days and 7 days you should rest. That's the regular weekday and Shabbos. So you could say, Nechami, we're setting up Yom Tevim, and we just throw in the regular schedule of weekday and Shabbos. Says the guy, no, it's much deeper than that. Within Yom Tevim, there's 6 days of Eichel Nefesh, being Mutter, and a 7 day named Yom Kippur, the Eichel Nefesh Esser, that you have to rest. So this is the idea. This is the idea of the, perhaps, of the word Shivas in the Marsha Be'as. The Klei Yakar, Anachremes, is bothered. The Pasuk Achremes goes to the Parsha of Yom Kippur. Right in the beginning, it talks about Bezaisi of Aaron HaKadosh. After Achremes, Shnei B'nei Aaron, after the Kervas of Hashem, they came in to close, and the Yemusu. So this is how you go in, and it gives the Seidah Avoid of Yom Kippur, and that's how the Kohen goes in. The problem is, the Klei Yakar has a couple questions. First of all, the Pasuk says that Al Yavi B'Chalis. You're not allowed to go at any time into the base of Mikdash. Sounds like he teaches that you can never go in. Just says really good teaching, you can't always go in. But he teaches to mean you can never go in. And then it says, Bezais Yavai, with this you could go in. So again, if teaching simply means you can't always go in, you can just go in this, not so Shver Kasha. But he says the Mashmayis was you can never go in, and then it says this you could go in. Question number one. Question number two is that it goes to the whole parsha of in the beginning of Achremais, the whole beginning goes to the Seid Avodah Yom Kippur, and only references, it talks about going in the five of him, doesn't say what about Yom Kippur. Only at the end of that, later, much later in the parsha of again the first section of Achremes, but only towards the end of that first parak does it stress that this is the Avodah Yom Kippur, like afterthought. So what's why is that not that? What do you mean? That should be the heading. This is the Avodah Yom Kippur. So the Kayaka says the same Yisayin that we've been touching on before, that Yom Kippur is a day that's Lamala Min Hazman. That's the Yishash, Shivas Yamin, the Marsha is saying. It's a day Lamala Min Hazman. And therefore, it's not a skier to say a Kayan Gadol can never go to five and off him, but yet he could on Yom Kippur. Because Yom Kippur is not a regular day. On a regular day, he can never go. There's one day a year, it's not a regular day. And they're freaking go. And that's also why the Pesukim don't even stress the Yom Kippur portion until later, because it's a unique day. Yom Kippur is not counted as part of a regular day, so we stress it at the end. It's not just a regular day. The Gain, by the way, gives a different answer to that question on the Bina Mechremes. The Gain says a very geschmacky side. The Gain was a taina that by the Torah was talking about Aaron HaKoyen. So you see about Aaron. Aaron HaKoyen, he can go into the base of Midrash any day of the year, into the five of them, any day of the year, by doing the Seder Avodah. And of course, also on Yom Kippur, he's mechuyav to do the Seder Avodah. Other Kohen Gadolim cannot do this any other day of the year and go in. Dafka Yom Kippur. So the fact that the Torah stresses Yom Kippur later is because for Aaron HaKohen, Taka wasn't relegated to Yom Kippur. It was for other times as well. But again, we're just coming to stress back on that Shivas Yamim. We said, on Shivas Yamim, why does it start off with Shivas Yamim and not say, you know, Yom Kippurim, Mafrishin Kohen Gadol, Shivas Yamim, start with Kohen Gadol being Mafrish. Why we start with Shivas Yamim? Because according to the Mashal, we want to stress over here, at least, we want to stress the Shivas Yamim, the nature of being Lamal Manateva, the nature of Yom Kippur being special, being different than all the other Yom Tovim. That's the emphasis on Shivas. Okay, one more point on this. There's actually, those who are learning Daf, I appreciate this more. The Lashon of the Mishnah is Shivas Yamim, not Shiva Yamim. Shivas Yamim, right? You could say Shiva Yamim, Kaidim Yom Kippur. Why Shivas Yamim? The first Mishnah, the first Amud in Kedushin discusses why I say Shalish and not Shalisha, all the different nuances. Why I say Derech and Advarim, why I say Isha Nikras, not Ishkaina, all the nuances. Actually, to the extent where I think it's a Shriya guy and learns that that whole Amud is it's not a Murak style to be so focused on the you know, the male female and on the exact wording that we're using. It must be a Gemara that was inserted by the Gainan. Not anything wrong with it. So it's all true. And the Gemara, we kept it in our Bavli, we learned it. But it's not from the Amaram, it's more of a Gainan conversation. Okay, but we just had that idea. So Sfasem is Esovir. He stresses, why say Shivas and not Shiva? He wants to say because, this is actually a lumdus, it's a din of seven. It's a group of seven. Meaning, let's say for whatever reason they neglected to set aside the Kohen Gadol day one and day two. And they only have 5 days Yom Kippur. They blew it. It's too late. You don't say, oh, what you can do, you can do. That's what should come out according to the Zemes. We find the concept that when there's a group of days, it has to be the group totally. A partial is not enough. The Rav Zilberstein brings a raya to this concept from Shemayis Paragir, Pasuk Chav Gimel, where it talks about Shleishis Yamim. Shleishis Yamim, Sisicham over there, about, you know, preparing 3 days before Matan Torah, I think it was over there, preparing for 3 days, having a Chem of Shleishis Yamim. Again, it's a body of 3 days. You know, if you miss one, you say, oh, it happened right in these 2 days. We do find that concept elsewhere, but sometimes where it says a number, like Shleishis or Shivas, we say it means the full amount and not, you can't do a partial amount. So the Mishnah said, 7 days before Yom Kippur, Yom Mafresh the Kohen Gadol from his house to prepare in Lishkas Bahedrin. They sprinkle on him the prayer. The more does we say, okay, and literally they the base is separate from his house to mean physically from his house, but the more later is going to discuss on Davav about separating, we find in Megillah, what was the poet was saying, Labayas. When Mordechai took Esther to his bayas, he said, "What does it mean?" It took him to like as wife, right? Labayas means as a wife, right? So to over here, we're saying you separate the Gadol from his wife for the 7 days before Yom Kippur. Okay, and then they set aside for him a backup Kohen Gadol in case of Salah. It's not just good enough to prepare a backup Kohen Gadol, you have to prepare a backup wife. Shema Thomas Ishtim Abe's wife died. Shema V'chipa Ba'ad V'ad Beisai. Pasuk says the Kohen Gadol L'chapa from himself Ba'ad Beisai. I'm sorry, I went to Megillah. I have my apologies. Beisai, I forgot about this, the mission, our mission we're learning. Beisai Zu Ishtai. Beisai is Ishtai. And therefore, we separate, he has to have a Beisai. And therefore he has to have a wife, so he has to have a backup wife prepared. One second. You're concerned that his wife is going to die in that time period? It's one thing that Shema'ir Rapsul, Chum is saying, that's the first Tanakh is in the Mishnah, and they agree, Psul, carries Tuma, that could happen. But Shema'ir's going to die in that short, okay, do set aside a backup wife, maybe set aside a backup wife for the backup wife. Maybe she'll die too. So that's Chum's Lashon, Il Devasayif. Like, where's it going to end? Once you're worried about these chashas, it doesn't end, and therefore enough to set aside a backup wife. Yes, Taisus, what do you mean? The Gemara Yevamos discusses by Yibam, without getting into details over there, that the Misa, for one, you can be Chashish, but to be Chashish, multiple Misa, not Chashish. So why in the Devasayif? Be Chashish for the Misa of one, right? And not the Misa of many. Says Taisus, if you're going to say you're worried about one, you have to worry about the misa of many. Tais asks, what do you mean? The Gemara Yevamos says, there's a concept of being worried about one and not worried about many. So what's the Chama's issue over here? Tais gives two answers. One answer Tais gives is that over here, we're talking about the Kippur of Gan's Klal Yisrael. Since we're talking about the Kippur of Gan's Klal Yisrael, so we're saying that you know, over there, the issue was a bitul mitzvas yibam. So, I'm not saying it's geshmak, but the story was that you can have two brothers having both dying, having two wives, full to even two other brothers. That's going to lead to a situation where you could have end up a scenario where a guy's going to be married to one woman, a woman, and her sister falls into Yibam. Very good, very good. And if her sister falls to Yibam, and you won't be able to Yibam, or Chalitza, you'll be Pater, it's going to create a situation where you're Mevatel, it's not Mevatel, just Yibam won't be Shayach. You're going to set up a situation, we won't be able to be Mekayim in the mitzvah of Yibam, you'll be out of the mitzvah of Yibam. So he says, so the whole thing's not so chomer, it just didn't do anything wrong, it just led to a bitul of Yibam. Whereas over here, it's not Vayyidim and Kippur, God's Klal Yisrael. So yes, even if by Yibam we say, we're Chayish one Mises, not multiple Mises, if we're being Chayish for Mises here, you got to go all the way. Either we're not Chayish, or once we're Chayish, then Taka, we're worried even to a three, and therefore comes to end of a safe. But you can't compare and say, just like over there, we can make a split and say, we're choishes for one, and not for two. Here, two say the same thing. No, you have to compare apples to apples. Over there, it's stam yibam, and it's not even an isser, it's just not a kiyam of yibam. Over here, it's not a vinyam kippur. Once we get involved, we get involved. That's one answer. So it's another answer that over there, it could be a long period of time. Over here, we're talking about a very brief period. Right? In the week of Yom Kippur, maybe the wife's going to die, and then maybe the next one. Like, once you're worried about wild scenarios, it's possible. We're not saying it's not possible. But once you're worried about these unique scenarios, you got to set aside a wife, maybe she's dying, then maybe worry about two. Once you're worried about an ultra unlikely case, worry about even another likely case, and the second one dies too. Over there, it wasn't so unlikely. Over time, it could be different siblings or different spouses die, and therefore you can't compare the two levels of chashash. Yes. To your point, there's actually a discussion about getting married during Aseres Yemei Tshuva. Is one of them get married during Aseres Yemei Tshuva? And the idea is that one of the Mishabura brings the source. One of the things listed about a chazan's criteria, a yam niram, is that a chazan should have a wife. One of the criteria, he should have a wife. One of the criteria. Mishabura says, you know what the source is? The chazan on Yom Kippur is similar to like the kohen gadol between the avulini and the kohen gadol has to have beisai chiba ba'ad devad beisai. So too the chazan, very interesting connection. So too he should be married. And the Matzah Ephraim and Sechemet, they bring a minig, they quote, there's a minig not to get married during a Seis Yemei Tshuva. So the Shaila was asked by the Chashuki Chemet, not to be confused with the Stei Chemet, you tell me there's a minig not to get married in a Seis Yemei Tshuva, what about a Chazan? Someone who's supposed, is fit to be a Chazan, is supposed to be the Chazan, but he's not married. Were you allowed to get married during the night, during that Seis Yemei Tshuva, in order that he can go to Avi Yom Kippur? So he brings a Raya, along the lines of your question, Rosh Alexander, that indeed you can, because the mitzvah, the point is, even if there's a minute not to get married during a Seis Yemei Tshuva, the mitzvah, the rabbim of the shechtiva being married supersedes. Just like in our Mishnah, we're saying very clearly that the Kohen Gadol, according to at least the Chum didn't argue on the fact that he can get married to this wife he set aside for him. The Chum just said, Ein Lev Asayif. You can have multiple wives die. But Avada, it comes out according to the agreed of Yudah conceptually. If the wife dies and you have a backup wife, you could do the Kedushin. How do you do the Kedushin? You can make a Shliach, send the Shliach to make a Shriach Kesef. That's not a Shriach. How do the Kedushin? It's not Shriach. You don't have to do Kedushin Bia, you don't have to, right? You do the Kedushin, Ayadeh Shliach. But the point is that we see very clearly that that you could do a kedushin during the Aseish Bechuvah. Otherwise, the whole thing of Yehuda wouldn't make sense. And the Chacham aren't arguing on that particular part. Chacham brings another raya that getting married seems to be this minig of the Seichem Mat Ephraim that they bring the Menachem Aseish Bechuvah wasn't kept by the masses. We see that there's a din of Inui. You know, let's leave it now. But the point is, the arayah from our Mishnah, that certainly you could get married during the Seichem Mishnah. So says the Gemara, Tanasa, Shivas Yam Kaidim Sveifas Apar. We learned over there the Mishnah by Par Aduma. This is a Mishnah in the third parak, first Mishnah in the third parak of Par Aduma, of Masechtas Parah. 7 days before the Sveif of the Parah, they mafresh the Kain, a service of Parah, and basically they mafresh the Kain who was to burn the Parah from his house. The Lishka Pnei Abira, to Lishka that was on the Pnei Abira, on the face, we're going to discuss exactly where this beer, what beer means, but on the face of beer, it's Fina Mizracha, in the northeast corner of the Azara. The Lishkas base Ha'evan, Ha'isnikra. So it's called the Lishkas base Ha'evan. The Lamnikra Shema base Ha'evan. Why is it called the chamber of the stone? Shekomasea, because all of the actions done by the Gabi, the Paraduma, were done with like stone Kalim, B'kei Glolim, B'kei Avanim, B'kei Adama, with Kalim made of dung or of stone or of Adama, which means not like earthenware, because earthenware means it was baked in the oven. Unbaked earth, clay. The point is, all these things are not makabel tumah. So all the kelim that were associated with parah aduma were kelim that are not subject to tumah. We were so machmer. So you have the kelim burning the parah being isolated for 7 days in this stone chamber with kelim only made of stone that are makabel tumah. Why do we do all this? My time, a famous idea. Kibbutz v'im kashu b'parah. Sintelach is that a tefil yoyim, someone who was tamei, went to the mikvah and still waiting for nightfall, he's kosher to perform the parah aduma. You know why? The avodah of paradum is done b'chutz. The avodah of paradum is done outside. He's kasher. To time we learned the mishnah. This gana mishnah, of course, in parah. This is in the same parak, in the third parak of the mishnah zayin. Mitam noy karna service parah. Not only is a tefillah allowed to do the paraduma, they actually used to go and purposely be mitam the kain who was doing the paraduma in order to be mitam him, have him go to the mikvah and demonstrate. Not like the stukim. Well, they have to wait for Erev Shemesh. You have to wait till the nightfall in order for the kain to be fit to do paraduma. They want to demonstrate the stukim are wrong, so they purposely went mitam the kain. You know what happens? Every time you do a paraduma, historically, discussion over there, myself, how many there were. But every time, whether it was 7, 9, 11, but every time, I forgot the number. But every time that a paraduma, you be mitam of the kain, you know what happens? It can lead to a major laxity. Even though we're doing the only like tzifin limish shastukim. We mitam and then went to the mikvah, but it can lead to an overall laxness in paraduma, impurity with regard. Paraduma, you have to be very careful. Can we tar, and this can lead to laxity. So what they did was they overcompensated another way in order to be able to be mitam the kain, beside the parah, and let him do it when he goes to mikvah, it's full yayim, and feel comfortable about not there being, you know, not people treating it with too little respect. The din of tima and tara by paraduma, they were extra machmer. They used to raise children in these utopian areas, no tima, no tumas tayim. They would go to get the water on top of animals. They do all these extra wild, extra chumras in order to combat this, we call this leniency. They did might limishazuk the tan. Matam and Hayu Kayan has surface apart, you talk about Thomas Mace. Matam and Hayu Kayan has surface apart, then we talk Thomas Mace anyway wouldn't help. You need 7 days, right? We're not talking about Thomas Mace. The time of the kain has service a parah. The time of the kain has service a parah. Umat bilnei say, and they would put him in the mikvah. Laitzim v'limishas stukim in order to show not the stukim. I mean, mirv shemesh einas. They said, oh, dafka mirv shemesh, not a tefillah. Tefillah is not good enough. The tekiyah rabbanim klei glalim, klei rabbanim klei adam, leitzim kabel tuma. So rabbanim masakim klei glalim, klei rabbanim klei adam. All these kelim not mekabel tuma. Heich leelizubo in order that they should realize the chumrah kind of paraduma, not treat it lightly. Okay. Why over there? Why in that Mishnah Paraduma? Why was saying was the chamber located? The chamber of the beer was located on the northeast. Since the Paraduma is called the Chatas, Chatas tuna tzvayna. The Chatas is brought in the north. Always that's Chatas in the Azara. He shechted in the north of the Azara. So uksiv al nechet pnei almayed, and it says about the para, the blood should be sprinkled towards the pnei almayed, to the eastern side of the pnei almayed. So they were specifically were misakin that the lishka, the chamber, to prepare. To the paraduma should also be in the northeast as a reminder of the fact that it's supposed to be done on the eastern side. It's being done by Hazesim towards face the base of Middash, but everything's being done towards the east. My bira. What is the meaning of the word bira? Amar Bar Chana, Amar Bechanan, Makom Hayi Baharbayis Ubira Shemai. There was a place on Harbayis called Bira. Shlakish Argus says no. Kol Mikdash Kulu Karbia. The entire base of Middash called Bira. Shenam, like it says, Habira Shechanei. So Machlekes of the word bira is referring to a specific place on Harbayis called Bira. That's Bechanan, or the whole entire Harbayis is called Bira. Fine. So we know the Kain Gadol when he does Yom Kippur, we have a separation of 7 days, and the Kohen who does the Sefer Parah has a separation of 7 days. Let's just see it starts next Gemara. Menanimili, how do we know that in both scenarios you need, that's why we enter this whole Adam, we just start the Gemara right into the Parah Duma, because the Gemara is asking about both these together. How do we know that there's a din of separating for 7 days before the Parah Duma, before the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur? Amar b'yemi b'chilkia, amar b'chasi, amar idi, amar b'yechanan, amar k'ra, kasha asa b'yem azeh, tziva shemasas l'char p'alechem. As he did on this day, Hashem commanded to be mechaper on you. This is a pasuk regarding the chinuch of Aaron and his Aaron Abanav into kahuna. The pasuk talks about the It talks about setting about the inauguration, the chinuch of Mishkan, the chinuch of the Mishkan, and the chinuch of the Kohen Gadol, Aaron and his sons. So it says, "Kasha aso b'yamazeh tziva shemasas t'chap aleichem lasas elamaisim." Part of the chap elamaisim gevurim. We know that for the v'yibem mashmini, by definition, means there were 7 days kind of prep, and the eighth day was the first real day of the Mishkan. A lot of Torah on why it's called yom mashmini, should be called yom rishon. Right, the Havdil, the mashal we spoke about in the past in the Chumash here, we gave is that it's like calling the opening day of the season, the eighth day. It's because spring training was the first 7 days. The opening day is the eighth day. It's the 31st day of the season. No, it's not. It's the first day of the season. The rest was prep. So there's a big this raid on the importance of proper achanas, the importance of proper chinuch in general. Chinuch and achanas, two words, but the idea of proper preparation and proper hachana for doing the avodah properly, that is actually part of, it's the eighth day, it's not the first day, because what you put into the 7 days before is what makes the eighth day. Fine, but the point over here is that there was a 7 day prep by the Chanukah and Mishkan. Well, we say, just like the Lashon is, Kasha Asa B'Yamazet, Tziva Hashem Lasseis, L'chap Aleichem, we darshan, Lasseis, the first of Maisa Paraduma, it's a reference that you need 7 days prep over there, and L'chap Aleichem Yom Kippurim. So the Rabbi Shlomo Kulei Krab Parlam is a Kudukum. You're not going to say the entire pasuk talking about Paraduma because the Chaper Ksev Upara Lavas Kavari. The Paraduma is not really a Kapara, and therefore the word Lachaper means it cannot mean Paraduma alone. But Le'ema maybe say that the reference in the pasuk, the drasha is Kulei Krab Yom Kippurim Ksev. The pasuk is saying just like you've prepared for Chanukah and Mishkan, so too every Yom Kippur prepare that way, and maybe there's nothing left over to darshan about Paraduma. Army yalav tziva tziva. Still, we have exer shav tziva tziva. Ksevacha tziva Hashem lasays. Uksevasam zes chukas zeterash tziva Hashem lemar. Right, but the paraduma malahalon para afkam para malahalon prisha afkam prisha. Just like over here, the pasuk for para. So too, it's referring to para. Just like over here, by the Chanukah sabayis is a prisha. So too, over there, a prisha is required. The Mara asks further questions on this. It only continues for about 3-4 lines, but it's very late. Let's go over this last part of the Gemara, Emet Hashem. Next time, we'll pick it up from this last Gemara that we read and continue on to the rest of the Cheshbon and Ambeis after Shabbos. Have a wonderful Shabbos.